City Council Member. The City Council is the legislative or lawmaking branch of New York City's government. The City Council is responsible for passing local laws, making decisions about land use, investigating and overseeing city agencies, and approving the city's budget. Each council member represents one of the 51 New York City Council districts. Council members receive an annual base salary of $112,500. Council leaders and chairs of committees receive additional pay. Council members may hold other jobs in addition to their council seats. Candidate list for City Council District 12. Andy L. King, Democratic, Working Families. Trevor Archer, Green Party. The following City Council District 12 candidate did not submit a profile for the voter guide. Robert Diamond, Republican, Conservative.
Andy L. King, party enrolled in.
Democratic.
Current occupation.
New York City Council Member, 12th District.
Previous occupation.
Community organizer.
Education.
Evander Childs High School, BA in Communications from William Patterson University.
Organizational affiliations.
1199 SEIU member, former member DC 37 Local 371, Working Families Party, African American Caucus of SEIU, NAACP member Williamsbridge Chapter, 47th Precinct Clergy Coalition.
Prior public experience.
Incumbent New York City Council member. Member of NYPD 47th Community Council. Volunteer Director of the Bronx YEP. Program Director Special Olympics New York. Former President of Parent Advisory Committee of Crawford Daycare Center. Founding Member of the Bronx Youth Uptown Developers Coalition.
1. What is the most important issue in Council District 12 you would address if elected?
Youth and Education Services.
2. What other important issues would you address if elected?
Advocating for senior services, access to affordable health care and housing, the public safety of our neighborhoods, small business development, and living wage jobs.
3. What makes you the best candidate for this office?
Within 6 months of taking office, I have co-sponsored the Community Safety Act, added $300,000 to the NAACP's Williamsbridge Early Childhood Center, and allocated over $800,000 in funding to programs which provide nutritional assistance to residents of the community. I have also held a number of informational workshops to save residents' homes, i.e., home foreclosures and tax lien workshops. In addition, I have held a number of neighborhood forums to keep our community informed and engaged, i.e., Small Business Forum, NYPD Community Relations Workshop, and Youth Empowerment Forums. My office has also assisted over 300 community residents with their citizenship paperwork. I have also worked with a number of city agencies to maintain senior services, affordable housing, and traffic and public safety concerns. Finally, my commitment to the community that educated and raised me will always be the motivating factor in staying true to the service required in representing the residents of the 12th District of the Bronx.
Participating in the campaign finance program.
Trevor Archer.
Party enrolled in.
None.
Current occupation.
Retail merchandising.
Previous occupation.
Sales.
Education.
BS in Business Management, SUNY Old Westbury.
Organizational affiliations.
Fathers are parents too.
Prior public experience.
Green Party candidate for New York State Assembly, AD 83 Bronx, 2006-2010.
What is the most important issue in Council District 12 you would address if elected?
I understand that one of the most important issues of the district is education. In order to build a solid foundation for the future, our schools must be able to keep up. We have to ensure that parents have a voice and ensure that there are leadership and support for our public schools in order to build a solid foundation for the future.
What other important issues would you address if elected?
The other issues I would like to address is housing and health care. Although new 2- and 3-family houses have been added to the area in recent years, there is still a shortage of affordable housing. Real estate is the biggest business in the city, and our people have been disengaged from the process. To ensure a strong healthcare system, we need to stay informed about the issues that will affect us in the community and to stay informed with elected officials and partner with advocates to foster quality care.
What makes you the best candidate for this office?
I am someone whose priorities are to my council district and not to any one particular party or group of people. I will represent everyone. I understand the problems and the struggles of my community. I have launched this campaign to enact change and get results.
Not participating in the campaign finance program.